Orla Perek Aleph Mishnah Vav. We already mentioned that Orla is Batel as long as there isn't more than 1 in 200. And this is the halacha with regard to Kilei HaKerem with Kalayim of a vineyard as well. So the Mishnah Vav tells us that a Netiyah Shel Orla V'Shel Kilei HaKerem, if somebody plants fruits of Orla or Kilei HaKerem and accidentally plants them together with planted things of heter, shenis arvu benetios, he plants them together with things that are growing beheter, hareze lo yulkot, a person should not pick any of those fruits, all of the fruits are usser. This is because even though one could suggest that maybe the orla, the kilei hakerem, is batel and nullified together with the rest of the plants, however, something which is mechuber lakarka, something which is connected to the ground, is not batel be'echad umasayim, it's not batel 1 in 200. However, v'im lakat, but if a person, even though he shouldn't do so, if he does go ahead and pick some of these fruits, now they're no longer connected to the ground, yala be'echad umasayim, then as long as it's batel 1 in 200, it's nullified in the amount of 1 to 200, if that's the ratio, so then it could become nullified. But a person should not have kavana to do so. A person can't do this on purpose because aimevatlan iser lechachila. A person is not supposed to nullify something on purpose. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that af yiskaven lilkot v'yala be'echad umasayim. One is allowed to even be kavana to go ahead on purpose and pick one of these plants v'yala be'echad umasayim and let it become batel 1 in 200. Let it become nullified. Rabbi Yossi is of the opinion that this is permitted, since this is a rare case. So Chachamim were not gozer, they did not decree that this should be prohibited in such an instance. Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah Zayin deals with all different types of things that grow from the tree. However, those things are not really a pre, they're not a fruit. And things which are not a fruit do not have the din, do not have the iser, the prohibition of orla. Ha'olim, leaves. V'halulavim, soft branches. Umei gifanim, water that comes out of the vine when you would break some of the branches. Vehasmadar, flowers that come from the gefen, from the vine. Mutarim, all these things are mutarim be'orla, since all of these things are not really fruits. So they're permitted in terms of the dinam of orla. They don't have the iser of orla. Ubiravai, not only is it permitted, are these things permitted in terms of orla, but in terms of revai, the fourth year of a tree, the fruits are prohibited and must be brought to Yerushalayim. So these things, the alim, the lulavim, the megafanim, the smadar, also do not have the din of revai, because the din of revai also has to be a pre, it has to be a fruit. Uvenazir, the nazir as well, we know that a nazir is not allowed to eat any fruits that come from a vine, but these things are not considered fruits, and therefore a nazir is allowed to partake from these things. However, the Mishnah continues, v'asurim ba'ashera, but all of these things, the leaves, the branches, the megafanim, the smadar, all of these things are prohibited when it comes to the iser of an asherah. An asherah is a tree which is worshipped for idol worship, for avodah zarah, and it's prohibited b'hana, one is not allowed to derive pleasure from an asherah. So here we don't look at the fruit, we don't look to see if it's only a fruit, we look at the entire tree, the tree in its entirety, and therefore the alim, the lulavim, the megafanim, which have been worshipped, all of those things are prohibited. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Hasmadar Aser, Mibnei Shu Pri. Rabbi Yossi argues on the beginning of the Mishnah, and he says that Smadar, the flower from the Gefen, so that flower is considered a Pri, and therefore even in Orla, Revai, and Nazir, it would be prohibited. As Rabbi Yossi says, Hasmadar Aser, Mibnei Shu Pri. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Hamaamid Bisrafa Orla, Aser. If somebody takes the sap that comes out of a tree of Orla and puts it in to milk, in order to, by putting the sap into the milk, it would turn the milk into cheese. So the cheese is usser, and this is assuming that the sap has the status of a pre, and therefore it has the din of Orla. Amar Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua argues, and he says, Shamati beferush shahamamid b'sraf ha'olim, if you are mamid, in other words, if you make milk into cheese out of the sap of the leaves, or bisraf ha'ikarim, or the sap of the roots, so then it's mutter, because the sap of the leaves and the sap of the roots don't have the status of a pri. But bisraf ha'pagim, if you do it from the sap of a pag is a pri, which has not become fully developed, So then, only then is it asur mipnei shem pri. Only then is it considered as if you were mamid with sraf of a pri. Only then is it considered as if you made the cheese from sraf, which has the status, from the sap, which has the status of a pri. And only then is the cheese going to be forbidden.